USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The director of Feeding Our Future nonprofit and 47 other people were charged Tuesday in what federal prosecutors say was a massive scheme to defraud the government of more than $250 million meant to feed needy children during the pandemic. U.S. Attorney Andrew Luger.
These individuals believed they could steal tens of millions of dollars from a federal child nutrition program by claiming to serve food to needy children when they were not.
Amy Bach, executive director, has pled not guilty. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he signed a decree on a partial mobilization of Russian citizens on Wednesday. McDonald's Corporation has been ordered by a U.S. judge in Los Angeles, California, to defend against a $10 billion lawsuit accusing the fast food chain of not buying advertising time with black-owned media. USA Radio News.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.